from KQED.
Commercial honeybee colonies around the world are collapsing, and scientists are trying to figure out why. The good news? Bees are thriving in urban areas. Here in California, San Francisco, San Jose, and other big cities have laws that allow beekeeping. Los Angeles could be next, if a coalition of amateur beekeepers has anything to say about it. Colin Berry caught the buzz and has this story.
Deep in a sunny Silver Lake backyard, 50,000 Western honeybees are adjusting to a brand new hive.
Do we have a smoker?
Yesterday, these bees were living under the eaves of a house in Whittier, 20 miles away. They're here today because Walker Rollins and Kirk Anderson removed them humanely. Now they're settling in, getting oriented to their new surroundings.
That observation hive is about 8 months old, and there was just a little cluster like this big when I got it, and you can see now.
Anderson and Rollins are part of a club called Backwards Beekeepers, whose members relocate bee colonies in L.A. several times a week. Yet in doing so, they're breaking the law because beekeeping in L.A. is illegal, and the city's most common tactic in dealing with feral bees is to exterminate them. Kirk Anderson.
Most of the people that have a bad opinion about feral bees have got maybe 30 seconds worth of experience working with them. You know, because bees are like people. Everybody has a bad day. You know, if a beehive has a bad day, the fire department or people want to have them destroy them. If a person has a bad day, they put them on Oprah.
But many folks are scared of bees and might be uneasy with the thought of 50,000 of them living next door. Yet finding an L.A. city official who will speak on the subject isn't easy. After more than a dozen calls, I reached Ron Lorenzen, an urban forestry manager for the city. Lorenzen says that while he wouldn't oppose a law that allows beekeeping in residential areas, his agency's rationale for eradicating bees in public spaces is based on evidence of a dangerous new hybrid.
Well, I'm not a bee professional, but I think most of the hives, I actually spoke to a pest control advisor earlier today, and that 80% of the hives now they're finding are actually Africanized colonies now. They're not the European bees. And evidently what's happened is that the bees really are becoming a more homogenous species now.
Kirk Anderson, who's raised bees for 45 years, thinks this is nonsense. Bees aren't pests, he says, and relying on pest experts to determine the city's bee policy is ludicrous.
All bees are defensive. There's always been mean bees. They can be mean for different reasons. So understanding them, you can do things so you don't trigger their meanness or their defensive actions.
Across the city, Rob and Chelsea McFarland run a nonprofit called Honey Love. After piloting feasibility studies and launching petitions, the McFarlands have begun lobbying the city's 95 neighborhood councils to make beekeeping legal in L.A.
We go up against all these, you know, right after the ordinances that are much heavier topics, you know, gangs and drugs and all of this, and we come up and we're like, yay, bees! And they're just like, you guys are the most delightful ordinance we've ever had to vote on.
These beekeepers believe that cities, with their diverse vegetation and lack of agricultural pesticides, are the bees' best bet for countering colony collapse, and that legalizing bees in L.A. would be a big win for everybody. Honey Love's Rob McFarland.
Our belief is that by encouraging people to keep bees in the city, we're creating a population of bees that are protected from the things that are affecting bees on a sort of commercial level.
The McFarlands also have the ear of Councilmember Mike Bonin from the city's 11th district. Bonin's proposal, allowing beekeeping in single-family residential neighborhoods, is moving through the Planning Commission and could be up for a council vote in as few as 5 months.
It's a sensible and reasonable measure. You know, currently we allow single-family homes to do truck gardening, which is, you know, growing of berries, flowers, fruits, herbs, mushrooms, and nuts for private use or for sale at farmers markets. And this would essentially afford the same opportunity for beekeeping.
Back in Silver Lake, Russell Bates, who founded Backwards Beekeepers with his wife, Amy Seidenworm, says interest in bees is strongest where people are passionate about local agriculture and sustainability.
And that's happening in California in cities large and small, cities like Arcata and cities like Berkeley and San Francisco and Oakland. So it's bubbling up wherever people are curious about how to be a little bit more in tune with nature.
Officials estimate there are 10 colonies of feral bees in every square mile of L.A. With support for the new law starting to swarm, the state's biggest city could be bee-friendly by this time next year. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.